This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Now seven after the hour, this is the Good Day version of the American Family Farmer. Not that there's another version, but the American Family Farmer, something close to my heart. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. In addition to being an American broadcaster and sort of an American brand, a lot of people who know me as a farmer don't know me as a broadcaster and vice versa. I have two separate lives, I suppose, and because of that, I decided with some consultation a few years ago that it would be good for me to take my experience as a broadcaster and sort of shoot it toward a dying breed, something that's dangerous. I've been asked to speak, as a matter of fact, this weekend at a local event on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is anathema to the family farmer. And any of you who are listening right now will try to do some more programming on that as it gets closer to a vote. But the putting this in focus, it's just another problem created by government overreach to have trade deals with these people over here and that country there. In the meantime, not taking into account, it's always like they want to destroy it. In this case, destroy the family farmer. NAFTA went a long way to helping that. I remember some of the slogans, NAFTA Shafta, when it got started. And it's proven not to be friendly to the family farmer. But this Trans-Pacific Partnership is worse than not friendly. It is destructive to the nth degree. And you wonder, again, who's behind all this? Well, the big ag, the international ag corporations, the Monsantos of the world, the Dows of the world, the Cargills of the world, those are the people who want to see this trade pact because it's good for their business, and they don't give a damn about the American family farmer. I do. And that's why I'm doing this program. A lot of ideas every week. You can hear the program on about 100, and I think the last count was 114, 15, 116 stations around the country. And also on the My Farm Radio app that you get through the ag folks. Farm General Radio has My Farm Radio as an app. You can hear the program there. There are lots of problems, and we try to find solutions to the problems here in our discussion. If you'd like to have something researched and have us talk about it on the program, just send the idea along to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com. Joining us this week is Melissa Tazjian, who is a waitress at a local pizza place in Milwaukee. She not only works in the restaurant, but she devotes a lot of her time to her business, side business called the Compost Crusader, which helps turn food scraps and organic waste into the soil that we all need if we're going to grow good, healthy, any vegetables, fruits, flowers, all of those sorts of things. So as an organics diversion enthusiast, oh man, do I like that. That sounds almost, though, Melissa, like it's a little too cute, a little too, it's politically correct. You are a composter, right?
I am actually more or less a hauler. So I don't actually process the material, but I help get it to its final destination.
Yeah, well, you could, because this is fairly easy. If you had any land, you could create your own. This isn't landfill, but it's a good way. If you have a tractor and you got some land, you can put this stuff out and you mix it with all kinds of things. I think when I last talked to you, I explained what I do. I have sort of a witch's brew on my farm of compost. And it's mostly manure. Sometimes there are leaves in it and grass, that sort of thing. But I don't do any of the things that you do. And so what I'd like you to do is explain how it is that you came to become the Compost Crusader and what you're doing along that vein.
Yeah. I had started probably about 7 years ago a nonprofit organization called Compost Kids that focuses on community composting within urban environments. And so being in Milwaukee, you know, we're not incredibly dense like Boston and whatnot, but we had a lot of folks that wanted to recycle their food waste. And we're like, what better ways to recycle your food waste than partnering up with a community garden that could actually utilize the soil on site? And so we did that for about 5 years, and it just kept on growing and growing and growing to the point that as a volunteer rant organization, we were finding it difficult to continue to support the need of our community. And so in the last 2 years, I transitioned to a for-profit organization called Compost Crusader, in which we work with mainly businesses because their volumes are so large, they're able to reduce their impact so much of what they're sending to the landfill that it becomes cost-effective for them to be able to compost. And then I just haul all of that material to a DNR-certified compost site, which is actually able to process it and turn it into the compost we know and love.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't complain. We've come a long way from a wagon and 5 gallon buckets, walking my dog twice a day, doing, pickups to having 2 rear load refuse garbage trucks, where we're diverting over 100,000 pounds of material a month.
Yeah. I'm going to be sort of down in the weeds with you a little bit because I'm interested in the not only what you're doing, but how you're doing it a little bit more. We're talking to Melissa Tajian, who has found a way with a couple of garbage trucks to service 55 local businesses, restaurants, breweries, schools, some plant shops to collect all of these materials, the waste that they have, and then they bring it off to a composting farm. That is really good business in any number of ways, because this is true recycling, as far as I'm concerned. 14 past the hour, we continue our conversation. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Now the focus on the river of life in your body. The withering organs as you get older need more blood. And the way to get more blood is to boost nitric oxide levels, which improve your cardiovascular health. It's very safe. It's natural. All the doctors associated with this program are happy to tell you that this is a product that works. It's superb. Superbeets, and what better place to talk about it than on this program, because Superbeets is a grown, non-GMO product. The beets are cooked, and then they are dried, and then they are powdered, put in a canister, so that when you buy Super Beets and the stuff is shipped to you, you'll be getting a canister. You take a teaspoon of it every day, put it in 4 ounces of water, drink it down, and you'll have incredible energy. Plus, you'll be reducing your risk of coronary heart disease, and you will be you're going to have blood pressure levels that are where they need to be. So get the energy, get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all around your body. The summer is here, lots of activity. Don't drag. Get going. Get energy. And do it with Super Beets, a nutrition gold mine, rich in antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates. No beet taste. Call 800-655-4183. You've heard perhaps before me say that these beets, these Super Beets, are used by professional athletes, college athletes, by the Olympics. So be a good athlete. Be a good sport. Get a hold of this product and use it for your betterment and your family's betterment. 800-655-4183. The results are yours or your money back. Get the book, Beat the Odds, too, in your order. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Get free shipping. Beets from Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Nothing more practical, nothing more intelligent, nothing better for energy and stamina the safe, natural way with Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Or you can buy online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
It's time to gear up for a great season of fun ways to stay active and get healthy. Certified personal trainer and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some tips to help make this our fittest summer yet.
My number one tip, stretch, stretch, stretch. Then do core exercises like planks and crunches to improve balance. Finally, if it's been a while, get a new pair of athletic shoes.
1 in 3 people have digestive issues, even on healthy diets. Any advice?
New Me and My Digest Results and Gluten Assist have fast-acting all-natural enzymes that help to break down food when you take them before each meal. Get them at Walmart.
And for aches and pains from workouts and daily activities?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
What about signs of sun damage or aging?
The new Halo Laser Treatment improves skin texture, reduces the appearance of pore size, brown spots, and sun damage. It's extremely comfortable with minimal downtime.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale. For the last 30 years, an emphasis on physical health has been a popular topic. With a variety of exercise workouts and discussions about proper diets, staying in tip-top shape is an important part of life as we age. And while physical fitness is certainly essential for good health, the health of one's brain is often an afterthought. In efforts to encourage brain health, Brookdale Senior Living, the nation's largest operator of senior living communities, has created a brain health program called Know Your Brain, Grow Your Brain, Flex Your Brain for its residents. Carol Cummings, RN, BSN, Brookdale.
The brain health class includes 4 sessions designed to give you an overview of the brain and guidelines for keeping it healthy for a lifetime. There are also projects to engage the brain in novel and complex activities in a fun and challenging way to exercise your brain.
For more information on your brain health, tips, and exercises, visit www.brookdale.com.
Hi, we're on the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tajdian, who has a great story about how to compost. So what about the company's called Compost Crusader, and you can go online, I'm guessing probably, Melissa, too. You must have a website. Is it compostcrusader.com?
Yep, exactly.
.com. All right. So let's get down into the weeds a little bit here. What are you using for equipment?
We have a 25-yard rear-loading garbage truck as well as an 18-yard rear-loading garbage truck, a 10,000-pound winch, and semi-automatic cart tippers, which are both fueled by, like, hydraulics.
All right, so how did you decide on these? Did you make the decision? Did somebody else decide what to get? Because a lot of farmers want to know if they're going to do this, and I think this is a good farm. This may be a good secondary business for a lot of farmers. Where'd you find these trucks? What are they? How much they cost you?
Yeah, so I just found the trucks. One, I got it through a reseller. A big truck reseller was one of the first major pieces of equipment I purchased. And then the second one I actually got off of Craigslist.
Right.
You know, there's also a lot of governmental auctions and things like that where, once equipment gets of a certain age, they kind of phase it out. But for me, it's still a great working piece of equipment. And most importantly, it's at the right price. My boyfriend is a master metal fabricator, has a CDL, is a master mechanic. And so he has been instrumental in helping us get our equipment up and ready, making sure that it stays active and all that good stuff.
So that's good. And I think these are important things. All of the stuff, we're taking it apart, and the Compost Crusader business, putting it back together again. Well, this is a Tajdian here on the American Family Farmer.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer with a lot of food for thought here from Melissa Tajdian, who started a composting business, and I got down to the kind of trucks. So the chassis under the two trucks, are they Fords, Internationals? What are they, Max?
They're Max.
Max, yeah. Mac is good application for this sort of thing. At least I found that to be the case. I don't have this, but I will tell you, I could imagine myself doing it. And everybody who's listening to this program right now could imagine yourself getting them. I think you can buy at auctions pretty decent rubbish trucks for under 10 grand. Okay, so they're not going to be new, but if you find one that's 15, 20 years old, is not all worn out, I think that's really kind of what we're talking about here, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you got to start somewhere. The beauty is if you get a clunker and it lasts you for a couple of years, then you upgrade to something more expensive when you know you can afford it.
How do you charge these people? How do you know how much to, again, I'm trying to teach the farmers who are listening at home, this is maybe a second business. How do you know how to charge these 55 local businesses that are giving you their material, but you're charging them because they have to pay somebody to take the waste away, right?
Exactly. So we charge them more or less based upon the weight of the material they're diverting and how far away they are from the compost site. So the heavier the material is, the more I actually have to pay my compost farmer to take the material off of my hands. And then just overall, the more wear and tear it leads to the vehicle, you know, when you're hauling, you know, 25 yards worth of watermelon versus 25 yards worth of paper products.
But listen, this is such a fabulous idea. That's why I got so excited when I first talked to you a few weeks ago about this, because it is just everything that a farmer can do. And I'm giving this information to them because I think they can go one more step. You are paying somebody to recycle this. I think the average farmer can compost all of this on his own, use it for his betterment rather than buying. I'm certainly not a fan of commercial fertilizer myself, but you know, a lot of people have to use it. But to enhance what you're doing, the microbial action. You want to spend a minute talking? I can't imagine that most farmers don't understand this, but because this program is aimed at the locavores who are trying to buy good local food. What's the process within the breakdown of the food that gets it so usable actually so fast?
Oh, there's a wonderful dance that happens between microbacteria, microfungal, and they really make this very fun little dance that breaks down the nutrients within the material and turns it into finished compost so that plants can absorb it quickly, but also steadily. So it's not like a fertilizer where you put it on and you see like huge instant spontaneous growth and then it kind of flickers away. You know, this is a very steady, long-lasting application.
Well, it's like a lot of other things. The nitrogen washes out fast. If you got any kind of fertilizer that has a lot of nitrogen in it, it brings green, it brings lushness, it brings growth, but it doesn't last a long time. And potash doesn't either. My experience is that when I use my own stuff, it just lasts longer. But again, taking all the natural things you'd find in a farm. Let's say you are a produce guy and you've got, you know, all of us who grow produce are going to have extra tomatoes at the end of the day that you won't sell, any vegetable, carrots, potatoes, you name it. So you throw it in the truck, you bring it down. We all have a compost pile and we mix it, some of us with leaves and grass and that sort of thing. But this is, I can't get too enthusiastic about this because I think it's such a fabulous opportunity. So I'm going to spend a little more time with Melissa and helping you to come up with maybe an idea. Maybe we sparked an idea in a number of people as we look at Compost Crusader and composting here in a big way on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle
level of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day American Family Farmer. I am an American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tazjian, who has started a business composting food that she gets from her city's the restaurants and all sorts of people. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin we're talking about, so a pretty good-sized community. This program aims to come up with ideas, solutions to problems. If you're looking for a way to help yourself make some money as well, this sounds like a perfect opportunity, a great idea. Hopefully, maybe if you're really fortunate, Melissa, you could become a big countrywide firm. You could, if we can keep the mob from getting into this, the mob loves businesses like this.
I haven't had any horse heads on my back porch yet, so.
Well, I will tell you something. I started about maybe 10, 12 years ago. I was making my own biofuel on my farm. I bought a processor, and I was going into a big tank because I didn't like the price of oil. It was ridiculous. So here we go. I bought a truck and had a tanker and went around and collected oil, used cooking oil from all the restaurants within nearby 4, 5, 6 towns. And I was getting fairly successful at collecting the oil and then turning it into usable fuel until the mob, and I say this, I suppose I could say it lovingly, the company that is controlled by people who don't want competition, how about, is that tactful? Is that a good way of putting it? They don't want
competition. Yeah, I think we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So they started paying the stores, whether it was a food, most of the food stores are now cooking food, and whether it's a restaurant, whatever. So they started paying for the cooking oil, and they did it long enough to keep me. I wasn't going to pay for it, but they got enough of a kink into what I was doing that basically stopped what I was doing. So I'm thinking that somebody, as you are, as smart as you are, and someone, I don't know why this isn't something that you could do statewide. Have you thought about that, by the way? Have you thought about becoming more regional This is your, I know you're running it as a nonprofit, but there, you know, there, if you're running it well, there's going to be enough money in it for you to grow.
Yeah, I mean, I want to focus right now on southeastern Wisconsin and in the surrounding counties of Milwaukee, and I figure it'll take me probably a good 2 to 3 years to really be able to saturate that market, and then hopefully we'll be able to find other places that we can branch out to. Our biggest concern is we need more composters. You know, we need more farmers that are willing to take food waste, process it, and help their communities ethically and properly dispose of this material. So but without a place for me to take it to, we're kind of stuck.
That's why you need to buy your own farm. That's the next step. And then you can franchise this to various places, whether it's Wisconsin or around the Midwest, upper Midwest, around the country. This is something that is fabulous. It helps everybody and everything. And especially when you think about, I saw something, and I mentioned it the other day on the air, I think it was 40%, Richie, was it for some number of 40% of the food that's prepared is wasted in some way, shape, or form in our country these days. And it's that's atrocious. And normally it's just put into the food that isn't used is put in the regular garbage bucket and it's taken to a landfill, which is even more outrageous because it never really decomposes the way they build these landfills. You can, you know, especially processed foods, you can drill down 20 to 200 feet in a landfill and find a hot dog that was put in there 25 years ago. It still is, it still exists because there's no oxygen, no air getting down there. So the stuff isn't, it's not going to decompose. And what you have done, because the air is there, you've got this thing processing to the point where it just, I'm, as you can tell, very enthusiastic about this. And because I'm here, there's the success, the word success, kind of a nebulous word, means a lot of things to a lot of people. Farmers think that they may be successful because they are able to just break even, that they don't lose. They're trying, many farmers I know are just trying not to lose. So they somehow have to come up with a plan to be more successful so that they can get ahead. And we do this, you know, the ups and the downs of the years and the seasons. So anyway, you bring it to some farm. Why do they charge you? It's because are they not selling this compost or using it themselves?
They do sell the compost there, but that's their only business. Is they don't grow anything else. All they do is process yard material and food scraps. And in Wisconsin, you know, we're really seasonal. So when it's not the gardening season, it's really difficult for them to sell the finished product. So the tipping fees that they incur, you know, kind of help get them through the year.
Mm-hmm. So what's the biggest lesson you've learned doing this? What has... you had expectations when you started. You have more expectations now that you're continuing. But what is the biggest single problem that you've had to overcome, or what's the biggest surprise that you have come up with as you've moved through this?
Oh, man, there's so many. you know, each season presents its own challenges. And so being able to figure innovative ways to overcome material freezing in bins or material getting too juicy in our receptacles has been very interesting. But what's been really uplifting is the response of the community. You know, people, businesses, residents are really engaging this concept and are really anxious to see how they can get on board and how they can help further the movement. So the fact that people are even calling this a movement and starting to change their way of thinking is really promising, I believe, for our future.
Mm-hmm. I will pause for a moment. We're having a conversation with Melissa Tajdian, who has a compost business. Check out her website, compostcrusader.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Agricultural robots. There's going to be, according to some research, a $100 agricultural robot in your future if you're a farmer. Farmers in third world countries learning this week about... this is not going to happen in America, by the way. It looks like the first places that it would be in Africa, some of the areas in Asia, where they grow cows. They want to have robots working in fields and areas to feed cows in a way that would get them bigger, faster, like calves that would be veelers. If they're in a situation where there is constant feed available, and this is what a robot would provide. No human being is at the call of these things all the time, but one, according to some of the research I've seen, one calf would have one robot feeding it all the time. My God, mondo bizarro. This is really I use the term mondo bizarro. Imagine this, aeroponics. Something new for the farm. This would be indoor growing without soil. You need a lot less water. This is something that's being used in areas where cows, and because I'm a cowman, I tend to gravitate to that news. There are several startups that are bringing insect protein into the raising of calves. And for obviously for cows as well. Protein, insect protein is better than other sorts of proteins that are fed to the cattle. So, I mean, take it out one step further. Imagine us eating some of this stuff instead of cows. No more cows. We eat insects for protein instead of meat. Put that in your mind and try to work it through. This is the American Family Farmer at 42 past the hour.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. It's Father's Day and graduation gift-giving season, so think tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five brands for his technology gift list.
Upgrade Dad's TV with LG's Super UHD TVs. These smart TVs are LG's best 4K LED televisions. They have both HDR10 and Dolby Vision, giving you a billion rich colors and deeper blacks to make images come to life. Two great tools for Dad. The Dremel Velocity, a multi-purpose tool with 7 amps of power, the fastest oscillating tool on the market, and the RotoZip RotoSaw Plus with dust vault attachment. It collects up to 90% of dust and debris. For something stylish, they'll love the Moto 360 second gen smartwatch. It syncs with your smartphone using Bluetooth, bringing notifications right to your wrist. From appointments to traffic updates, it features voice activated technology and built-in fitness tracker. You can find this at Verizon. And a phone screen cracks every 2 seconds. So check out Motorola's Droid Turbo 2 with Moto Shatter Shield. It's the world's first shatterproof display. It has a 48-hour battery life and Motorola's best camera yet. You can even personalize it with Moto Maker. Lastly, the Amazon Tap. This thing is amazing. It's the portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi enabled speaker that comes to life with the Alexa voice service. Tap the microphone button and ask for music. Hear the news and more, all in 360-degree omnidirectional audio. It's lightweight and easy to take on the go.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
All right, 45 at the hour on the American Family Farmer on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Melissa Tazdian. I'm on your website, compostcrusader.org, and learning a lot. Well, we've spent the last half hour or so learning a lot. I'm a truck guy. I'm just sort of, I like looking at this old Ford dump truck.
Yeah, that was our first one. We call it our little Torty, our Franken truck.
Well, do you, when you deliver this, there's no expectation that the product that you bring is going to be pure. Is there a lot of this stuff? I know in picking up garbage is on the farm when I was a kid, we used to feed it to the pigs. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that came in the garbage. How, and some of it wasn't, really organic. So how do you deal with that? Or do you leave that to the person, with whom you dump the load?
Yeah, no, we do our best to prevent any type of contamination. So anything that would be an inappropriate feedstock for our compost site. So no plastic, metal, glass, things like that. And so what we'll do is we'll just kind of keep an eye out. We have gloves, and if we see something that shouldn't be in there, we pick it out and put it in the appropriate receptacle. We are unfortunately still probably on a little bit on the high side with about 10% contamination. But for a beginning idea for a lot of people, we anticipate that there's going to be a learning curve, and it's just really pounding it into them, education, education, education. You got to say it three times. That's what I keep hearing. So, and that's what we're trying to focus on.
Do you drive the trucks yourself and go around? Do you establish the relationships with the business? How hands-on are you?
Yeah, right now I am our lead salesperson, so I do establish all the relationships with the businesses. I do not drive. I'm from Chicago originally. I get road rage in my little Ford Festiva, so I stick to my bicycle. But I used to get out of the truck and help move all of the receptacles so that the truck could service it. But I would say in the last 6 months, we have had helpers helping us with that now.
All right, so you're recycling food scraps. You're taking away from what would otherwise be wasted in a landfill. So this is nothing but good for the earth, and it becomes compost, which ultimately turns to dirt. I have a large on my farm. I created, a couple thousand yards of loam anyway from a project I did a number of years ago, and I brought in all kinds of composted stuff, manures, and I mixed them all together. And this year I went back to start spreading it, and it's turned to dirt. That really, yeah. The beauty of this is it is now dirt. It can have the same benefit when you put it on the land, harder to spread sometimes because it's so fine. This is what people don't understand about the, and I used to bury my old cows down in there, and once in a while I come across a bone when I'm moving the pile around. But this is, it is just going to go back to where it came from anyway. So that's what's so beautiful about this. Is it mostly vegetables, or you have meat and fish and all kinds of things that come along?
Yep, we accept it all. So, of course, the fruits and veggies, but we'll also take cooked meat, dairy products, spent grains, beer mash, things like that. And then as well as compostable products. So, the compostable products that kind of look and feel like plastic, but they're actually made from plant cells, so they break down really nicely in a really hot compost pile.
Which breaks down faster, the cooked meats or the uncooked raw meat?
We try not to take the raw meat, mainly from a collection standpoint. It causes issues in the summer, so we just kind of exclude it. So the cooked meat, from what I understand, breaks down just as quickly as, anything else. We will take chicken bones and things like that, which is a great source of calcium for the compost. and might take a little bit longer to break down, but everything goes through a huge shredder. So they try to make the pieces as fine as possible, which really accelerates the actual composting process.
Yeah. Well, if you have farmers around that want to use it for their land, for hay or corn or that sort of thing, that makes it easily and readily usable. All right, Melissa, best of luck to you. This is a great story, great ideas for people who are on the farm. Melissa Tazdian, CompostCrusader.com, here on the American Family Farmer on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, and now this comment as I look at the news of the week from the world of food and see this recall of the flour. I think about the problems that I know many local farmers have had. I've had it in the years I was selling raw milk and things. There would be problems, not as severe as these food recalls, but if you're somebody who's selling locally or regionally, recalling food from your farm, not fun, but it could happen to you. So how do you make it more manageable? Used to assume that only bad actors would have to recall products from a farm that didn't really run itself well. But now, you may not do anything wrong, and you still get into a recall situation. That's what I found with my raw milk, because it's just one of those things. So, how do you overcome the problems of PR? Man, that was something, and I'm in the PR business, because I'm a radio guy as well as being a farmer, and I found it was frustrating. I found that I needed to have a written plan. It didn't have to be elaborate. It spelled out what needed to be done and who on my staff would take care of each of the tasks, getting to the newspapers, informing the people that come to the store that the raw milk won't be available till it's retested, that sort of thing. So when you get a call from maybe you're doing business with a company or it's the government or whoever it is, and you're notified of a problem, you need to have a plan ready to go right then, right there. The plan ought to be implemented by a few of the people. Maybe if your husband and wife team, you do it together, your children, whoever is understanding the usage of the social media. We have social media on the farm. I have the Twitter account at Good Day Show that I use for communication with those of you who want to communicate that way. Facebook at Good Day Show. All of the farms should have that. Because, and especially because the local movement is so in touch with social media, they want to know what's new at your farm. They want to know, I mean, I'm talking to this dumpster lady. If you could start a composting thing on your farm, man, it would create such an image for you. And you need all these images. What's the old expression? Takes years to build up a good reputation and seconds to destroy it. And there are people, let's face it, who will take shots at you because they don't want you to exist because you offer better competition than what they can get from the local grocery store. What people can get, they want. The local war movement has grown so huge because people want to go to the farm. They want to buy direct. They want to see the cows being milked. They want to go out and pick the vegetables if they can. So this is the – but when you have a problem and you have to take things back, if you have good records of sanitation, this allows you to narrow down when the problem may have occurred. Always keep a record in case of dairying. It's each milking. And the temperature gauge needs to be working on the tank so you know what the temperature is in there all the time. I know if the temperature gets above 37, 38 degrees, not good. Too much bacteria can create E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria to a point. And we all know what that is all about. We have the, again, the focus on the recall of the flour, supposedly E. coli. I have my problem with that. I don't think that's necessarily really what's going on. But still, those people had to confront the issue. So bring it down to your own local situation and ask yourself the important question, the hard question. How much product do you need to recall? If you're selling ice cream, for example, it's used, so probably not many people, if you're selling ice cream, are going to have a problem. But for when I had the raw milk thing and it was recalled, and the government would come in, the state would come in and say, all right, your test is too high. You got to shut down until we retest and find that you're at acceptable levels. And then they say, let me see your records for the last 24 hours. Who bought the milk? And we'll go, you know, you have their records because we have to keep the email address, phone number, all that stuff. So that if something does happen, we call all the people. And there were 4,000, I think 4,500 people that we had on record. Not all of them. We know who would come in. Normally we'd sell about 100 gallons of raw milk a day. So we know who was coming in. But you still had to get to them. And so I suggest to you that you don't try to bury it, hide it under the rug. The best way to take care of this is to, if you have a food recall, somebody says you got to stop selling, then if you have good records of who bought in the last 24 to 48 hours, it'll help you out a lot. That's part of the plan. I thought I would pass it along to you. I'm Doug Steffen. I love doing this, frankly. This is as much of a kick for me as it is for you, hopefully. This is the American Family Farmer on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.